Welcome to Shomar Shavu Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lo Yinishma, Asarim B'Yakov Sholem, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara Amud Beis, when coming to be differentiated between the Klolos of Parshas B'Chukos and the Klolos of Parshas Kisavoy, the Gemara says the one difference between them is that Parshas B'Chukos is Moshe Mipi HaGvura Amaron. Moshe is speaking in the name of Hashem. But in Parshas Kisavoy is Moshe Mipi Atzmoy Amaron. Moshe is talking on his own behalf. So the Maharal Tiferes Yisrael says that this is not only the difference between the Klolos and Parshas B'Chukos and Parshas Kisavoy, but this is really the difference between the first four Chumashim and Chumash Devarim. The first four Chumashim are written as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking. V'yomer Hashem u'Moshe le'emor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking. But Sefer Devarim, the entire Sefer, the one who's speaking, the narrator, so to speak, is Moshe Rabbeinu. This Chumash is different in that way, their regard. Says the Maharal, is that pshat, the Moshe Rabbeinu, said his own words. The entire Chumash, Chamisha Chumash Torah, is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a difference how it appears to us. The first four Chumashim is appearing to us as HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself talking. And Chumash Devarim is appearing to us as Moshe Rabbeinu talking. Says the Maharal, why is that so? Because the Torah has two partners to it. There is Noisin HaTorah, and there's Mekabel HaTorah. There's the giver of Torah, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there is the receiver of Torah, which is Am Yisrael, presenting by Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is the essence of the Torah. The Torah has these two equal partners. As we mentioned a few shurim ago, also the Luchos, the two Luchos has two sides. One side is Ben Adam Lamokrim, the mitzvahs that relate to the giver of Torah, and the other side is Ben Adam Lachaveiroi, the mitzvahs that relate to the receiver of Torah. That's how the Torah is structured. Says the Maharal, that's why we have in Torah itself, the first four Chumashim are written from the giver's point of view. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking. But the last Chumash in Torah is speaking from the receiver's point of view. Here you have Moshe Rabbeinu talking to show that equal partnership that we have over here. The giver and the receiver are both represented in the Torah. You have Chumashim, four Chumashim from the giver's side, you have one Chumash from the receiver's side. And just to add to that, what the Magen Midumna writes in the name of the Vilna Goyen, he said that he asked the Vilna Goyen, what's the difference between the first four Chumashim of Torah and the last Chumash? Said the Vilna Goyen, the first four Chumashim was Shechina Medaberes B'toch Goyen Yishol Moshe. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking from the throat of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have the four Chumashim is the Dibur of Hashem. The last Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking his own speech. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking like any other Navi spoke. Whenever every Navi spoke is what he heard from Hashem, he said in his own words. Chumash Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu saying what he heard from Hashem in his own words. This is the talk of the human being in the Torah. Is Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, which is Nevuah Hashem, but it's his own words, is how the receiver of Torah accepted it. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.